listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The completely redesigned ClevelandBrowns.com is coming to an internet near you in a few days. Just brace yourself. Coming right around the corner. Going to have a lot of great content on that, including what I'm going to bring back with me from California, where I am today. I'm in Los Angeles. I'm broadcasting from the NFL Network studios here because the folks who produced the movie Draft Day brought me out to be part of a big press event that they're staging both today and tomorrow because the premiere of the movie, they're having a special screening of it tonight. You're going to see from me interviews on video, interviews, I should say, on ClevelandBrowns.com when we relaunch the site. With Kevin Costner, with Jennifer Garner among the cast of the movie. Also, director Ivan Reitman's going to join us. So we'll have all that exclusive video for you from here, and very happy to provide that. And extremely happy right now to give you the thoughts of one Doug Deacon from the PNC Bank, Cleveland Browns Radio Network. Doug, how we doing?
Does that make me Siskel or Ebert?
That's right.
Why don't you be both, big fella?
I was just going to say, you can handle them both, my friend. Doug, we want to talk about a lot of Johnny Manziel discussion this week. And if you had a chance to, first of all, by now, and it's hard, I know, to miss it, even if you didn't watch it live. But what does workout look like to you? And maybe the full thought process of where you were kind of in assessing this kid and maybe what you think of him now post-workout.
Well, I mean, you got to give him credit for confidence. I mean, he came out, introduced himself. You know, he seemed to have a lot of poise. He tried to correct the fact that, or the thoughts of some people in regards to his work habits. And, you know, he performed on the field. Now, the question is, you know, performing on the field and with nobody rushing in your face and nobody beating you up is totally different than what you're going to see in the NFL. But I think, you know, he answered a lot of questions about his arm strength, and I think that, you know, that was a major question. So I think, you know, his stock is kind of was up, and then it went down, and it looked like it's on the back way back up now.
Deke, I'm interested, too, in Kyle Shanahan, how he's going to implement an offense. And let's go to your position, the offensive line. You know it wants to be a zone read run game where guards can get out on the edge and do business out there. How much could a quarterback, if you go to a quarterback like Manziel, that does his best business outside the pocket, how much does that affect an offensive line, and would the two mesh that zone read run game with that kind of quarterback?
Well, I mean, the thing is, when you're looking for a zone read running game or the stretch plays and things like that, you want a little bit more athletic offensive linemen. You want guys that can cut people at the line of scrimmage and get their bodies on the ground. So that kind of matches up. The problem you get when you get a quarterback that runs around like he does, you want it by design most of the time, so the offensive line knows where he's at. Because if it's a three-step drop, a five-step drop, if it's a waggle to the right, waggle to the left, the offensive line wants to know where he's going to be, and you don't want him freelancing back there because you're blocking the guy with the idea that he's going to be in the pocket, or he's going to be behind the right tackle or behind the left tackle. And then when the quarterback starts freelancing, that's when, all of a sudden you have problems.
Doug Deacon joining us from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. So, Doug, yeah, all the things that Johnny Manziel did, and I guess the thing that really stood out to a lot of people was putting the helmet on, putting the pads on, and going out there. You and I know, have talked about this with these workouts, with the combine and so forth. Why aren't players doing more with football looking, type of workouts versus shorts, t-shirts? Did he impress you somewhat with that alone? And in some way, shape, or form, does it matter for you to watch a quarterback throw with pads on versus with no pads?
Well, I think it's good to throw with pads on. I mean, without having other people out there, it gives you a little more game simulation. I do believe that, the originality of, hey, let's go do it. And I would hope that, future quarterbacks do it. But, that still doesn't get to the big part, when people are in your face and how you handle the pressure and things like that, and you're able to read a defense. You know, and I think, you know, if a coach sits down and, you know, says, hey, okay, you know, we're going to watch this game tape, what do you see? That probably will give, you know, the coaches a better idea of what he's all about in regards to his ability to process the information. Because I think, you know, we look at Brandon Weeden, and that was probably one of the things that really hurt him the most, was his inability to process the information in a short period of time.
Always great to have Doug Deacon, color analyst from the PNC Bank Browns Radio Network, with Jim Donovan on game day with us. Deke, as we assess more about your position, the offensive line, you know, I don't know. Vic and I have been having fun the last couple of days. I could make a case probably that if we looked at Ray Farmer's draft board right now and how they assigned value to the talent there regardless of position, I'm not sure any of these quarterbacks would be in the top five. Can you weigh out the Browns' need, if they're really in love with the guy, to have a quarterback that you think is going to be your difference-making elite guy going forward? Should the Browns go down that road if indeed not truly in love with someone and assign that top five value to a quarterback?
I don't think you're forced to pick. I think, you know, if it gets to the point that you don't believe that somebody's a 4 or 26 or whatever, 27th pick, then, you know, you move on. And, you know, you've got Brian Hoyer with the idea that, you know, either way, you know, he's probably going to be your starter next year. And, you know, with that said, then you develop somebody. But you know, yeah, it's probably a little riskier when you get a little lower, but that doesn't mean it can't happen. I mean, we've seen a lot of guys in the league that, you know, are top draft picks, and they bust. And we've seen the guys, you know, the Bradys and the Russell Wilsons and the guys that are down the line, not drafted in the first round, and have success. And, you know, that's one of the things about a Kyle Shanahan. He can, you know, structure an offense around whatever quarterback that he has.
And, Doug, the other thing to look at here, of course, is positions other than quarterback for the Browns. So if you're not forcing it, and we've asked people to weigh in on this today with phone calls and tweets, picks 4 and picks 26, what would you like to see? Have you formulated in your mind what you'd like to see this team do with those first two first rounders?
Well, I think, you know, obviously you need another receiver, you know, opposite of Josh Gordon, and you also protect yourself against, you know, Josh Gordon. So I think a receiver is a big need. I think a cornerback is a big need. You know, other than that, I think, you know, you've got to look to pick up a couple, you know, offensive linemen a little later on in the draft. And, you know, I think, you know, linebacker, you know, when you look at the age of Dansby, yeah, you're going to get a couple years out of him. But you also, you know, you got to, you know, draft and develop. And I think, you know, they've done a nice job. They've added some older guys, something that I think the old regime was kind of not going to do. They wanted to stay young and you know, look to the future. But I think, you know, they've said, hey, you know, we're going to try to win right now. So they've gone out. And in free agency, they got guys that, you know, have some wear and tear on them. But, you know, they're experienced players that add leadership.
Doug Deacon joining us. You, of course, enjoy Doug on the PNC Bank Browns radio network. Deke, Mike Pettine, first-year head coach. I mean, we're not really going to know until September rolls around and we start seeing him on game day. But because of his strength on the defensive side of the football, do you have a good feeling here today that all of this can come together quickly and everything that a head coach has to be able to process and prove that he can do with his football team for Pettine?
Well, I think the fact that, you know, he has somebody that's familiar, in, you know, the coordinator, O'Neill, that, you know, it can help relay it. Because, you know, sometimes the, you know, you might be from the defensive side, but, you know, you're trying to stay up and abreast with what the offense is doing, and you end up spending more time over there. So, you know, I think with, you know, having somebody that has worked with his defense, he doesn't have to, you know, be hands-on over there all the time. And I think, you know, you get some veteran ball players that they can adjust. And, you know, regardless what system you're in, it's really a lot of times not that big of a difference. It's just you got to have the veterans, though, that can make the defensive calls, much like, you know, on the offensive side, you know, the Alex Max that make the offensive line calls, and then, of course, the quarterback that, you know, the thinking people on your football team, you know, your middle linebacker, your center, and your quarterback.
And, Doug, the other thought here, we just touched on this a short while ago and would love to get your opinion on it, because hey, you've lived this. You were a scholarship athlete at Illinois. Yeah, it was a long time ago.
But he asked you?
So I want to ask you, in light of what you heard about the Northwestern players and what they've been getting together to do here and possibly move forward something that could be really be a sea change in college athletics with players getting compensation in the revenue sports, et cetera, et cetera. What are you thinking about that, Doug?
Well, I think, you know, obviously, you know, we saw the athletic director down at Ohio State get a nice little bonus when his wrestler won a national championship. You know, I'm not, you know, opposed to it. I mean, but the thing is, you've got to make it, you know, fair across the board where it's, you know, the state universities are, you know, included in that, not just, the, you know, the private institutions. But, you know, I think, you know, the players, they put a lot into it. They make a lot of money in football, especially. You know, makes a lot of money for the university. So with that said, you don't want to see the other sports hurt either because, you know, they're a big part of the school too. And, you know, hey, you're talking to a guy that took the University of Illinois out on strike when he, I was a senior. And, you know, I'm a fond believer that, college athletes, you know, deserve, they earn their keep there.
All right, Doug, thank you so much for taking the time to join us, my friend. Have a great weekend. We'll catch up with you next week.
Okay, sounds good.
See you soon, Deke. Take care.
All right, he is Doug Deacon from the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network joining us here on this Football Friday edition of CBD. We'll get to more of your calls if you want to join us at 216-578-0850. Want to weigh in on who you think the Browns will pick at number 4 and number 26 of this draft, who your top three quarterbacks are, just period, top three quarterbacks. How do you rank them? Or how do you have them ranked as of today? We know this is going to change as time goes on, but we want to hear your thoughts on that as well. He is Michael Rega. I am Vic Carucci, or Vic Carucci, whatever.
The notorious
You're listening to CBD.